Earlier this year, the union that represents editorial workers at the Baltimore Sun launched an effort to take control of the paper from its owner, Chicago-based Tribune Company. That movement has spread to 9 other Tribune-owned papers in 6 states. WIPR's Joel McCord reports the journalists fear the influence of a New York hedge fund.
The journalists had been frustrated for years as their numbers had been declining thanks to corporate cutbacks. But when a New York hedge fund entered the picture, they decided they had to do something.
One of the biggest problems we have in journalism right now is that hedge funds are bleeding newsrooms dry.
John Schlois, president of the News Guild International, the union that represents reporters at The Sun and other papers, says the funds are treating newspapers as distressed assets, extracting all the money they can and, in his words, leaving them for dead. He says that has serious ramifications for democracy.
Because when we lose local publications, corruption goes up, taxes go up, partisanship goes up, and people ability for fact-based news is diminished.
And Alden Global Capital, a hedge fund with a reputation for buying, then gutting newspapers, bought 32% of Tribune stock last year and now has 3 seats on its 7-member board. Sarah Harvey, a Chicago-based designer for Tribune, says corporate executives pursued aggressive cuts to the workforce for years while paying huge dividends to the stockholders.
As much as we like to say that these dividends are a threat. I mean, they are, but the biggest threat right now is Alden.
Alden oversaw a 70% reduction in the workforce at the Denver Post over 7 years and carried out similar purges at other papers it has taken over. Alden's website is a single page with a picture of trees, and the legend Alden Global Capital is an investment manager based in New York, New York. Schlois says he met with Sun reporters in January to talk about getting local ownership for the paper. That morphed into discussions with foundations who wanted to buy the paper and turn it into a nonprofit. The Goldsecker Foundation has taken the lead along with the Able Foundation. That was established by a former board chair of the Sun's original owners, the A.S. Able Company. Matt Gallagher, Goldsecker's president, says there's more where that came from.
We're very confident that if a window opens up to acquire the Sun at a fair price, that we're going to be in a position to be able to put together a very diverse ownership group that would be able to pull this off.
Gallagher says his group has been in contact with Tribune, but can't talk about their conversations. Schlois says he sent letters to Tribune, but hasn't received a response. WYPR also reached out to Tribune for comment. Union leaders at Tribune Papers, who have joined the effort, haven't gotten as far as The Sun in looking for buyers. Ryan Murphy, who covers Norfolk City Hall for the Virginian Pilot, says they have some people in mind.
We've got some people we're very hopeful for, but we don't have anybody sort of on the hook, so to speak, right now.
And Monavette Cordiero, who covers courts for the Orlando Sentinel, says they haven't talked to anybody yet.
But we definitely do have a lot of deep-pocketed people in our community that we think could be our friends. It's just a matter of reaching out to them.
Lucy Dauglish, dean of the Philip Merrill College of Journalism at the University of Maryland, says individual papers have been turned into nonprofits, but never a whole block of newspapers from one chain.
Well, they're going to have to depend on some steady philanthropy. Steady and guaranteed philanthropy.
She says it would require organizations that are interested in an informed electorate and willing to significantly invest. I'm Joel McCord reporting for 88.1 WYPR.